I already had what I said, what I was going to say today, already figured out. But, you know, every once in a while you'll hear God speak to you. I think I hear him every day. And I'm not talking just about the written word. I'm actually talking to you, and I'm confessing to you, yes, I hear God. But there's a key to hearing God and knowing him. And that key was sent by God, by Jesus Christ, when he left and went away, and he sent a comforter to us. And I still don't know the title, Kirk. But he has given me indicators the last 2 days about a lot of people don't know my voice. And that kind of made me go into a shell and not like it. Because the facts are these. The word says and declares, and I believe the word is much more stronger than anybody's opinion or what other people say. I'm more interested in what God says. I have been at graduation ceremonies where I have been contradicted to where that lady is no more of a Christian than I am, you know, all this other stuff. Well, I come to the conclusion what God's word says is true. First, his word says and declares, I wish that none would perish. Ooh, that should stir you. He's talking about us. And he's also talking about all those that have gone before us. And of course, I have a saying, and I got to explain it to when Josh was alive in this world, he told the chaplain up at hospice, he said, you need to talk to my dad. And he goes, okay. And so he introduced me, and he said, you're his dad. I said, yeah. Well, he said, well, you got something to say to me. I said, well, you know where God says in his word? And he takes his hands like this and said, nothing shall pluck you out of my hand. Of course, I always say, thus saith the Lord, nothing shall pluck you out of my hand. Not a bird falls from the sky that he doesn't know about. I said, yeah. And Josh is smiling. I said, but that's not what Josh wants me to tell you. What he wants me to tell you, in his hand is his plan. And when Josh is no more in this life, he still will be in his hand. That's how it is. You can jump on that or, you know, and rejoice in that. I know a lot of people that want their children still saved. That means a lot of people's children aren't saved yet. They don't know the Lord. They haven't had a visitation of the Holy Spirit. But let me give you an example of something. Father, forgive me for not pausing for you. Just have your way. Let us have ears to hear what your Spirit says. And Father, let us grow up into the image you want us to be, the hope of mankind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I know a lot of people that in other states, in Florida, in Alabama, just throughout the United States, that God has given us a word. If you knock, the door shall be open. And I was getting that, the door shall be open yesterday, and he says, wait a minute, it don't automatically open. You're coming to somebody's house, and you're asking permission to come into that house. Knock, and it shall be what? Open. That's the only way. But we all got an open door. So God has showed me all these things, and I'm going to give you an example before I get into what I'm going to talk to you about. I'm going to start over here. Buddy and Brenda, Betty Dunn, Tobias, Sue, you know, I'm just thinking, you know how many people that God has given me to inherit to bring before the kingdom of God every night? That's them, all right? And I go through the whole church, but then I go outside of this body. I go to other families and stuff like that. You know, to Hank and Sandy, who are no longer here on this earth, but still needs their daughters to be prayed for.
And when I do that, I pray for their son-in-law and their son-in-law's parents and their grandkids. Like when Debbie, I'll do Laura. I don't know who Laura's husband is, but I'll do her husband and I'll do his family. And then I'll go back to Laura and say, and her kids. And then I'll do Daniel. Then I'll do Debbie's neighborhood. I mean, I'm looking at you, and every one of you I mention every night. And I'm not even beginning. I could be hours into that. Like my brother was saying to me the other day, he said, can you believe it? Now, we're the babies of the family. He's 73, and I'm going to be 72. That's funny. But he says to me, he said, can you believe all those that have gone before us? Now, he uses the word, and I don't like the word. He uses the word, how many that we've lost. I haven't lost anybody. I know where every one of them are. And I ain't talking about a ground, a hole in the ground either. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who they all knew. You know the Lord, you're going to be in good shape. So now I'm going to go where I'm going to go. God has given me a word to teach, but I think the word to teach is more of a word to live. Live this life. Live this. And out of J.B. Phillips, it's, of course, the New Testament, and starting with the 15th chapter in St. John, there's just a little line that says, Jesus teaches union with himself. I think that is probably the most important thing we could ever have in our life is a union with Jesus. It says, I am the real vine. This is out of J.B. Phillips. I am the real vine. My Father is a vine dresser. He removes any of my branches which is not bearing fruit, and he prunes every branch that does bear fruit to increase its yield. Now, let me stop right there and say this to you. To increase its yield. A pruning process, nobody likes to be pruned. But the Bible says that God will correct every one of us. He will chasten us. And whom he loveth, he chasteneth, right? So he corrects us. And we know it's for our good because he does all things well. And he wants to shape us how he wants us to be shaped. So things happen in our lives through the days and through the months and through the weeks and through the minutes that we don't know about. We don't understand. But the Bible also says, let him that needs understanding ask who? The answer to that is ask God. Let him who needs knowledge ask who? God. Now, I'll tell you what. A lot of times we'll ask everybody. We'll ask everybody on the phone. We'll get everybody's opinion and stuff like that. But if we really want the question answered, and I like what Oscar says a lot. He said, if you don't know the answer, tell God you don't know the answer. When somebody asks you a question, tell them you don't know. God hasn't revealed it to you. And he really hasn't. And it could be something of your own self or something of a neighbor or somebody in the grocery or somebody that's walking next to you, working with you, whoever it is. There's no ashamed in thinking, saying something. Tell them the truth. You stay in the truth, you stay free. Whom the Spirit has set free is free indeed. I mean, that's how it works. We have to stay in freedom and choose truth. Truth will set you free. Amen? Okay. Well, anyway. And it says, to increase its yield. Yield is another form of growth. Okay? When you go to the grocery store, you still get 12 eggs, but you pay a little bit more for them now. Or 18. You pay just a little bit more for them. But you know what? The truth is, God always gives the increase. We water, we plant, but he gives the increase. So you know what? A lot of people are praying. Well, you know, or maybe they're not praying. Maybe that's the problem. They're not praying.
We serve a God who wants to deliver you into his presence. And in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Amen? Amen. We should realize that the best place to be is, we were singing, I think, that last song. I remember as a young man, maybe 18, 19 years old, going to a men's prayer meeting where we used to go, coming into the chapel, which everybody here knew how small that room was, coming into the chapel, and within seconds was down on my knees. And I looked around, and some people were prone. They were laying on the carpet. They were laying down. I want to tell you something. The Shekinah glory, which God is in, the Shekinah glory, you can hardly stand in it. It's such a precious anointing. It's a deliverance that no man can take away from you. And we've been privileged to have that. And I say to you, you still have it. Take time. Be holy, for I am holy. People say, well, I can't be holy. That ain't what the word said. Be holy, for I'm holy. You can be holy. By the way, you can be healed too. There's healing that needs to be placed. I go like this. I said, you know, a lot of times I have told people, you know, you got an opinion. You didn't like the opinion. Go get a second opinion. And this was just about diabetes. I'm acting like that ain't nothing. For God, it ain't. For us, it could be life or death, being able to see, not see, walking, not walking, right? All those things. But with God, all things are possible. It says, now you have already been pruned by my words. His words is what prunes you. You must go on growing in me, and I will grow in you. For just as the branch cannot bear any fruit unless it shares the life of the vine. Now, let's hold on here. He's the vine with the branches. Okay, I got my title, Kurt. Stay connected. Stay attached to that vine. Because as long as you're attached to that vine, you're going to have life. Well, that's what it says anyway. So you can produce nothing unless you go on growing in me. Now, a lot of people think that they're too old. I think, to be honest with you, we're just beginning. Even in here. We don't realize it and we don't like it. But God pruned in here already. All you got to do is look around. He's pruned already. And it's God that does it. Why does he do it? For the increase. Now, it might not be an increase we see with eyes, but that doesn't change the word. It says increase. I said, I am the vine itself. You are the branches. It is the man who shares my life and whose life I share who proves fruitful. For apart from me, you can do nothing at all. I like that. You ever come to a place in your life to where there's not a whole lot getting accomplished? Could be that word right there. The man who does not share my life is like a branch that is broken off and withers away. He becomes just like the dry sticks that men collect and use for firewood. But if you live your life in me and my words live in your hearts, you can ask for whatever you like, and it will come true for you. This is how it happens. This is how my Father will be glorified, in your becoming fruitful and being my disciples. Now, a lot of times, I think people have a tendency to think, I've done enough. That's how come I got confused, Kurt. I said, done enough. God would say, don't you dare quit. I'm going to be faithful even if you do. But I want you to be faithful with me. I want you to come hold my hand. Brother Huey Hubbard, who I love dearly, He went in for surgery, and he took Lonnie, everybody remember Lonnie? Lonnie, tall, big guy. And he took two of his nephews, Mike Gibson and Philpott, Rick Philpott. All three of them about the same size. And he took their hands into his hands as they were taking him in to be operated on and started singing a song. The song he sang was, "Hold On to God's Unchanging Hand." Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And ever since Lonnie told me the story, that's been ministering to me. That's whose hand we need to hold on. The one that's in his hand is his plan. We need to hold on to that hand. And we need to encourage everyone within the sound of our voice, even over the airwaves, to people that we never met before. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Well, I think I put a book out next to about every one of you. And it's really hard to look it up because Debbie found it. It's number one. Number one, that's right. Number one on your chart, on your songbook. I remember when we was at camp one year, and this was a theme. A lot of these songs in here are themes of camp. And the title of this is, I Found a New Way of Living. Okay? So if you don't care, I'm going to ask that you stand up. I know I'm on key, so good. Anyway, and let's sing this together. I found a new way of living. I found a life that's divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit as I'm abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace. He has made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding in the vine. I found a new way of giving, taking his will over mine. Praising my Jesus forever. As I'm abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory as I'm abiding in the vine. You may be seated. Woo! Glory be to the Lord. Now, I got to be proper. Remember when we talked about this? You got J.B. Phillips, you got King James, and you got Brother Shepherd. Anyway, that's what I said when his graduation came about. These are who I quote. J.B. Phillips, King James, and Miles Shepherd. All three I know to be true. That's right. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. And it says on this one, now this is the King James Version, It says the relationship of believers to Christ. A relationship. Everything deals with relationship with Christ. I hear God every time I read a daily devotion. And that means I read it every day. You know, I started to bring it here, but I've talked about it a couple times, so I thought, nah, they don't need to hear that. But good morning, Lord. Thank you for assuring me of victory today if I will but follow your battle plan. So today I claim victory over diabetes because I know that's what I got and that's what I need victory over. But you know what? I need victory over a lot more than that, but I'm just getting prioritized. Okay? God knows what we have need of before we pray. And we ought to be in such a relationship with him. It is, good morning, Lord. Why? Because first of all, like I remember Mike saying this, every morning I get up, I thank Jesus for the opportunity to get up and walk. I do. I go in, I'll turn on the TV, I'll mute it. I want to watch the weather, see how cold it is, because I'm getting ready to go to the gym Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock in the morning, unless my brother goes, and I got to go at 6. So anyway, or I get to go at 6. I want to tell you something. You will do for somebody else what you wouldn't do for yourself. That's how God works. You go like, oh, I can't go. I can't do that. And then your brother says, well, still going to meet me at 6? Yeah, you're going to be there. Going to be there. You know, I don't have a lock. I got one. Yeah, okay. God wants to eliminate every excuse we ever make. I act like I'm a whole person up here. I'm probably a half of a person. The truth is, by his stripes we are healed. Not by anything we earn, but by the mercy of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. So I want to read this to you. I notice this is all in red. I love it. That's Jesus' word just pouring out all over us. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandry, or the gardener. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and it may bring forth more fruit. God's in the process. He's in the process. It doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are. God's in a process. He is going to do something in every one of you, whether it be your immediate family. I actually think it's going to be wherever you live, because I believe that. I believe it's going to be in your neighborhoods. You haven't set aside. You know, I quote Kurt's brother-in-law quite a bit. He told me he'd been there 30 years up there where we're at. And he knew three people. Of course, he had weird hours that he worked and stuff like that. And then we had been there about maybe 2 years, and he said, you could run for mayor and be mayor back there. But that's okay. I like to meet people at the I like to meet people at the garbage area. Everybody's having trouble with garbage. Can't pick it up, can't throw it in, whatever. Can't open the doors. I mean, stuff like that. That's the truth. But I want to tell you, I believe God wanted me to speak to this one couple. And I went down and visited them at their home. And they live above the garages, so they're just straight up. They don't have any garage, just straight up. So I went in there and I visited them. And I said, I believe God wants me to pray with you guys. So we prayed. And then I found out that they went to a church probably a mile from where I grew up, in Carthage. And behind the Hodabs there. And I started talking to them, and so they started confiding in me and some stuff. Like, you know, the steps are hard, and, you know, and we just having a hard time getting up them. And I said, I love them. I said, well, if I could tell you you could stay here for less than $5,000, would you stay here? They go, yeah. I said, would you quit looking for a home? They say, yeah. So I got the Reach magazine out, and I got the two coupons, by the way, I'll tell you that in a minute. I got the two coupons out that compared two competitors with each other, and I said, call this one first, get their lowest price, then call this guy, and he'll beat it by $200. So they got a whole stair lift. You guys know what I'm talking about, stair lift for $3,100. And I seen him the other day, and he said, I have to tell you this. That's been a lifesaver for us. He said, since then, she's had surgery, and she said, we couldn't even go up and down those steps. We didn't have that. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on Jesus, because he gave us the opportunity. And by the way, all your trials, if you look at them through Christ's eyes, they're going to be opportunities. All the opportunities that God's given you in your life is for one reason. That they would see Jesus in you. They would see how the bad times, do you roll with the bad times? You sit down and just have self-pity? No. I want to tell you something. God is able to do everything we ask, and he's wanting to. He's wanting to prove himself to you. And people say, God don't do that. I can tell he does. He does do that. Well, this is what I got to tell you.
He speaks and the sound of his voice, the birds do hush their singing. That's a hint to us. When he speaks, our mouth ought to be quiet. Because there's nothing more important than hear the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings saying, I know you. And I'm going to take care of you. Why? Because God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. And I want to tell you something else that's probably a secret. God don't lie. So when you're dealing with people and God's giving you a spirit of discernment, listen to God. Because he will tell you what's up. Amen? Well, I hope God has brought this word to you and you received it. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Holy Spirit, and we ask you to come and dine and be with us. Have your way among us and through us, and may we continue to give you the glory, the praise, the honor. For, Lord, you're above and you're beyond and you're in all. I believe you created all things for yourself, and that meant for us to say, make yourself at home. So have your way, God. We'll continue to give you the praise. It's by you and through you that we even know about your life. In Jesus' name we pray. And they all said, amen. If anybody wants prayer, you can come forward. If not, you have a great, great day.